So we're doing the Ramban's debate, and we had seen last time that the king had left off with a question: where is Mashiach now? And Nachmanides had said to him that he is in the Garden of Eden. Right? You guys remember that? And then the king said, but didn't you quote me a source that says that he's in Rome? And that's where we left off. Amalti lo, so Nachmanides says, I said to him, lo amalti shemamado beRoma. I didn't say that he's in Rome now. Ela shenireh beRoma. That Medrash says that Mashiach appeared in Rome at that time. Could be he appeared, could be he was just for a day, because on that day. Because Elio said to that Chacham, like the Talmud tells us, he tells him on that day you could find a Mashiach in Rome. Doesn't say beyond that. V'nir'eh sham, v'ayar oto sham, neitam muskar bagadot. The Medrash has reason that it gives there why he appeared on that day in Rome. I don't want to explain it out here in the masses why Mashiach appeared on that day in Rome. And that Nachmanides tells us, the readers, and the idea that I didn't want to tell them was the Medrash really says that Mashiach will stay in Rome till he destroys it. כמו שמצינו במשה רבינו עליו השלום, as we find with Moshe, שנתגדל בביתו של פרו, עד שנפרה ממנו וטבע כל עמו בים. We find that Moshe grew up in Pharaoh's palace, until finally Moshe, he was the one who grew up from within the Egyptians, who destroyed them and sunk them all in the sea. וכמו שנאמר בחירה מלך צור, והוציא אש מתוכך היא אכלתך. As it says with regard to Hiram, the king of Tzor, I took out a fire from within you, and that fire consumed you. There's this concept that the Redeemer comes from within the enemy. V'zeo shamar Yeshaya, sham yir'eh egel, v'sham yirbatz v'chila seifea. That's what Yeshaya said. Over there, the young calf will graze, and that's where he will be until he finally finishes it off. ובפרקי היכלות אמר, עד שיאמר אדם לחברו, היי לך רומי וכל מה שבתוכה בפרוטה. It will reach the point where Mashiach will finish off Rome to the extent that a person will tell his friend, I'll give you Rome and everything that's in it for a pruta. ויאמר, אינה מתבקשת לי. And I'll say, not interested. וכל זה אמרתי למלך בינו לביני. And all of this I explained to the king between him and me. I didn't want to explain it in front of everyone. That's the idea that the Mashiach appears in Rome.
Probably because if you will be explaining in front of other people, people will assume that since Mashiach was in Rome, that Mashiach will be the Autoish?
I don't think so. I think maybe his idea was that people would look distrustfully at the Jews. That if the concept of the Mashiach is that he grows within a foreign country and then depletes it and destroys it completely, I think that could be a source for anti-Semitism. That's what I assume. But he doesn't tell us why he didn't want to explain this in front of the masses.
So he's one in Washington now, right?
I don't know. שאלתי ואמרתי עוד, אתם מודים לדבריי שחטאו של אדם בטל בזמן המשיח. And then the Ramban asks the question. He says, do you admit to what I'll say, that Adam's sin is finished in the days of the Mashiach? Ana adoneinu amelech v'gam peripul. So then our master the king answered, and as did peripul, the priest who was there. Ken, aval lo kasher ata savur. Yes, we agree that Adam's sin will be finished in the times of the Messiah, but not the way you think. Ki ainyanu shehayu kulam nichnasim b'geinam b'avur oto ha'onesh. But the way we believe, the Christian said, is that everyone goes to perdition as punishment for what Adam did. And in the days of the Messiah and the days of Yeshu, that is undone. He's taking them all out of there. Va'an va'omar. So then I answered and I said, so their claim is that when Mashiach comes, when Yeshu came, so then the sin of Adam is annulled. But they say, we connect that to our belief that everyone goes to perdition for what Adam did, and then Yeshu stopped that. Va'an va'omar. So then I answered and said, Omrim be'artzenu, harotzeh lechazev yarchik edav. We have a saying where I come from, Nachmanides, he says, if you want to lie, then take as your witnesses someone that lives very, very far away. You should say, yeah, so and so and so and so saw it. You know, if I want to lie to you, I could say, you know, I made the sun stop in the middle of the day. We were out in the desert, me and Obama and Bush. Now go check with Obama and Bush if what I'm saying is true. You want to say a lie, you take witnesses that are hard to verify. Until you're going to get a hold of them to ask them, I'll get away with my lie. So that's what Nachmanides is answering them. He says, we have a saying that says, whenever you want to lie, you use witnesses who people won't be able to cross-examine. So he says, I'll tell you the truth. If you're telling me Adam's sin is over, then there are many punishments written in the verses with regard to Adam and Eve that are a result of their sin. If you're going to tell me that Mashiach annulled their punishments, well, let's look at the punishments it says in the verses. Why are you telling me something that I can't verify up in perdition? Let's talk about what I do see here on earth. It says in the verse, Aruah ha'adamah ba'avurecha, the earth is cursed because of you. Bekotz v'daldal tatzmiach lach, the earth will produce thorns. B'zat ha'pecha, you will have to work hard with the sweat of your brow to make a living. Kiafarata, for you are earth, and when you die, you will decompose as well. All these curses are things that we could verify here on earth. V'chen ba'isha, and also when it comes to the woman, the curses the woman received because of the sin of Adam and Eve, it says, be'etzev te'ledi vanim, you'll have pain at childbirth. Now let's look at all of those curses, says Nachmanides. Ba'kol kayam gam hayom, all of those are still around. V'chol ha'nireh v'nirgash, lo nitkaper b'zman mashiachachem, anything that's tangible, that's visible, none of that was atoned for when your Mashiach came along. Aval geinam she'eno katuv bo, but perdition, something which it doesn't say in the verses. There is no verse that says you will go to perdition for Adam's sin. It doesn't say that. So you're taking a concept which it does not say in the verses. Atem omim she'nit kaper, and then you're saying not only does it exist, but it was atoned for by him. The reason you choose that is because no one can contradict you. You chose something which we can't verify. He says, you know what Nachmanides says? Send someone down there to perdition and let him come back and tell us that this is the way it's been. Ve'od, and furthermore, furthermore, he says, God forbid that God would punish the righteous for a sin of Adam that's not theirs, their forefathers. Because when it comes to the soul, when it comes to the afterlife, when it comes to the punishment and the reward after a person dies, then there's no relatives. And then I'm as close to my father as I am to Pharaoh. And just like I don't go to perdition for Pharaoh's sins, I don't go to perdition for my father's sins. So I'm going to go to perdition for Adam's sins. What do I have to do with Adam? And so you'll ask me then, why are we all suffering the punishments that Adam received? That's because those are physical punishments. Those are punishments that apply to the physical world. God said in this physical world, the world is hereby changed physically because of Adam's sin. My physical body, yes, that comes from my parents. A person's mother smokes and takes crack while she's pregnant, she's going to affect the baby. The baby's going to come out with problems. Yes, you can affect the physical body, but you can't affect the soul. It cannot be that in the world to come we will suffer for Adam's sin. It can be that Adam forever changed the physical world and the physical structure and makeup of humanity so that we are all suffering the repercussions of what he did. That can be. But it cannot be that we'll all suffer in the world to come where God has, that's God's spiritual world. And once it was decreed that the makeup of Adam and Eve would be such that they both would be finite. They would be experiencing death. Hayuto ledotehem lo'olam bnei mavet b'teva. So that changed their makeup, and that affected the descendants, which is a concept, if you recall, we did in the Drashot Aran in the beginning of the year, that the forbidden fruit affected their physical makeup, and that's how it affected future generations.
I thought at Mount Sinai some sin was atoned or spared, or what was that? So it wasn't all forgiven then? It wasn't all...
The term the Talmud says is pasekazu hamatan. Whatever stench the snake was able to impart on Eve and then her descendants left them. And that needs definition. What does that mean? That's a class unto itself. What really happened at Sinai? In what regard do we say that things changed at Sinai? You're right. Something changed at Sinai. Okay, that deserves a longer discussion. What happened at Sinai?
At least I remembered something.
Good for you. Good for you. Amad oto ha'ish v'amar. So then that man stood up and said, Od avi ra'aya shekvar avar zman ha-mashiach. I'll bring you another proof that the time of the Messiah has passed. Amarti ani. So then Nachmanides said, Adoni ha-melech shma'eni me'at. My master the king, listen to me a little. En adin ve'emet ve'amishpat shelanu ikaro ba-mashiach. Ki ata shaveh li yoter mi-mashiach. Our argument is not really revolving around the Messiah in this sense, because to me you're worth more than the Messiah. You, my master, the king. Ata melech v'hu melech. You're king and he's king. Ata melech goy v'hu melech Yisrael. You're a Gentile king. He's a Jewish king. Ki Mashiach eino ala melech basar v'adam kamocha. The Messiah is going to be mere flesh and blood like you. Uchshani ovedet borei birshutcha bagalut uveinui v'shibud. And when I serve my Creator under your jurisdiction, when I'm in exile and I'm suffering and I am in servitude, I'm under the nations and I'm being shamed by them, they constantly shame me. So now under your rules, I get great wages. I, so to speak, sacrifice my body before God. And in this I will merit the world to come more and more. But when there'll be a Jewish king who's from my Torah, Moshel b'chol amim, and he will rule all the world, all the nations. And then I'll have no choice. I'll have to observe the Torah, because my king will be a Torah observant Jew, and he'll insist on it. Then I won't get such great wages. אבל עיקר הדין והמחלוקת שבין היהודים ובין הנוצרים הוא במה שאתם אומרים בעיקר האלוקות דבר מר מאוד. But if we want to focus on the main point of contention between us, the main point is what you say about God. ואתה אדוננו המלך נוצרי בן נוצרי ובן נוצרית. You, my master, the king, are a Christian, the son of Christians. ושמעת כל ימיך הגלחים, you always heard the priest saying all kinds of things about how Yeshu was born. And they filled your brain with this thought. This is how Yeshu was born. And so you've come to terms with it because you're used to the idea. But the thing you guys believe, and that's the prime point of your faith, something that's just unacceptable intellectually. And nature doesn't allow for such a concept, and the prophets never said such a concept. Gama pele. Just one second. Okay. Gama pele. גם הפלא אינו יכול להתפשט בדבר ההוא, כאשר הבאר בראיות גמורות במקומו ובשעתו, שיהיה בורא השמיים והארץ וכל אשר בם חוזר ובר בבטן יהודית אחת. נחמני says, you know, and even a miracle doesn't make sense with regard to this, as I'll explain with proofs if you want at its time and place, that the creator of the heaven and the earth and everything that's there will come in the form of a fetus in a stomach of a Jewish woman, ויגדל בן זין חודשים ויוולד קטן, and then he'll grow for 7 months and be born a small child, ואחר כך יגדל, and then grow up, ואחר כך יימסר ביד שונא וישפטו משפט מוות וימיתו, and then he'll be given over in the hands of his enemies and they'll judge him for death and kill him, ואחר כך תאמרו שחיה וחזר למקומו הראשון, and then you say he came back to life, went back to his first place, לא יסבול דעת יהודי בשום אדם. In truth, Jewish logic, nor anyone else, doesn't make sense to them. Velechinam vehevel tedabru divrechem. And in truth, everything you're saying is for nothing and worthless. Ki zehu ikar machlokteinu. And everything else you're fighting me about, that's secondary. That's the main point of our contention. Aval nedaber gam min haMashiach kasher urtzonchem. But if you want, we'll talk about the Messiah. But that's not really the main point of contention between us. Amar peripul. So they go back off topic, and he says v'tamin sheba. And do you believe that the Messiah has come? Amarti lo. So Nachmani says no. Aval ani ma'amin v'yodeh shelo ba. But I believe and know that he has not yet come. V'lo haya adam me'olam she'amar v'lo she'yamer alav shu Mashiach zulati Yeshu. No one ever said, nor will anyone be said about, that he is the Messiah other than Yeshu. V'yivshar li le'amin b'mshichuto. And I can't believe that he was anointed, that he is the Messiah. She'anavi omer b'mashiach, because when the prophet describes the Messiah, the prophet says about the Messiah, "Umashlu miyam el yam, uminar ad afsei aretz." He will rule from sea to sea, from the river to the edge of the land. V'ulo haya lo memshela, Yeshu had no control over anyone. Aval b'chayav haya nirdaf me'oyvav, but throughout his life he was chased by his enemies. Umitchave mipnehem, he had to hide from them. Ulvasof nafal biyadam, and ultimately he fell in their hands. V'lo haya yechol latzil atzmo, he couldn't save himself. איך יושיע כל ישראל? How could he save all of Israel? ואף אחרי מותו לא הייתה לו ממשלה. And after his death, he didn't have dominion either, כי ממשלת רומא אינה בעבורו, because the power of the Roman Empire is not because of him, quite the contrary. אבל קודם שהאמינו בו, הייתה עיר רומא מושלת ברוב העולם. Before the Romans adopted Christianity, they ruled most of the world. ולאחר שבאו באמונתו, and after they adopted Christianity, הפסידו ממשלות רבות. They lost control over many territories. Vata ovdei Muhammad yesh lahem memshala yoter mihem. And right now, those who serve Muhammad, that's an interesting term that Nachmani uses for the Muslims, he calls them worshippers of Muhammad. Mm-hmm. That's not the way we would think of Muslims, right? But that's how Nachmani calls them. He says, why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And now the worshippers of Muhammad have more control than the Christians. וכן הנביא אומר שבזמן המשיח ולא ילמדו עוד איש את רעהו ואיש את אחיו למור דעו את השם כולם ידעותי. The prophet says in the days of the Messiah no one will have to teach anyone else how to know God because everyone will know God. ואומר כי מלא הארץ דעת השם כמים מלאם מכסים. The verse says in the days of the Messiah everyone will have knowledge of God just as the waters cover the ocean floor. ואומר וחיטטו חרבותם, and it says that they will beat their swords into plowshares, ולא יישא גוי אל גוי אחר ולא ילמדו עוד מלחמה. There will be no more war, no one will have to learn the tactics of war. ומימי ישו ועד הנה כל העולם מלא חמס ושוד. And from the days of Yeshu till now, the world's been filled with plundering and war. והנוצרים שופכים דמים יותר משאר האומות, and the Christians, they murder more than other nations. והם גם כן מגלי עריות, and the Christians also commit adultery and other immoral acts. וכמה יהיה קשה לך אדוני המלך? So he says, none of these came true. The Christians themselves don't do any of this. They don't live a life that's filled with the knowledge of God. Forget the rest of the world knowing God, the way the prophet says will happen when the Messiah comes. The Christians don't know God. They don't live a life that abides by God's morality. And how difficult it would be for you, my master, the king, the kamayeka shelcha adoni amelech, v'leparashim eile im lo ilmedu et milchama, if you didn't educate your soldiers with war, you wouldn't manage. The prophet says when Messiah comes, you won't have to learn how to fight battles. That's not happening today. And furthermore, the prophet said with regard to the Messiah, he will conquer lands with the staff of his mouth, and that same agadic work that Peripul keeps quoting against me, in that work it says, they'll tell the Messiah, this country rebelled against you, Omer. So the Messiah decrees, let the locust come and destroy that nation. So the Pasuk says the Messiah will hit territories with the staff of his mouth, and the Medrash says that with his mouth he will be able to decree that different natural disasters will happen to different territories, and that will happen. Amru lo, Yifrach Yaplonit Marda Becha, they'll tell him, this and this nation rebelled against you. Omer Yavo Rovi Chaleota, he decrees that the wild animals should come and destroy. V'lo Yaza B'Yeshu, that never happened with Yeshu. V'atem Avadav, Tov Lachem Susim Mezuyanim, and you his servants, you really better stick to your horses that are with armor. V'lifamim Kozeinenu Sheve Lachem, and even with all your armor, sometimes you don't win. If you want, I'll bring you many more proofs from the prophets that Yeshu did not live up to what the prophets say the Messiah would do. So then, that man, notice that he doesn't call him by name anymore. He keeps calling him Oto Aish. That man yelled and said, Ken darko leolam lasot arichut dvarim, v'ani yesh li lishol. This is the way he's been going on, he says about Nachmanides, I have questions to disprove him, and every time I ask a question, he takes the platform and gives long speeches. Amar li amelech shtok ki yo shoel. The king said to me, shut up, because he is the one asking, v'shatakti. So I was quiet. Amar, so then he made another claim. Hinei hachamim shelem amru b'mashiach shu nichbad me'amalachim. Their wise men, the Jews' wise men, said the Messiah is more honorable than the king, than the angels. And that cannot be with regard to anyone but Yeshu, who was God himself. This is the Christian's claim. Okay. Being that our sages say that the Messiah is more honorable than angels, so that can only be with Yeshu. He quoted that which it says in the Medrash about the verse that the Messiah will be exalted and elevated and very high, and the Medrash says about each of these terms, Yerum, he will be exalted, me Avraham, greater than Abraham. Vinisa, he'll be elevated, me Moshe, higher than Moshe. Vigava, and he'll be very high, me Malachi Asheret, even higher than the angels up above. So that was his claim. Amalti lo, so Nachmanides said to him, V'chachmeinu umrim zet tadir b'chol tzadikim. What's the proof in that? Look in Chazal's terminology, you'll find that they say it often with regard to all righteous people. There's a verse in our sages that says, "Gdolim tzadikim yoter mimalachei asharet." The Talmud says in Sanhedrin, was today's Daf Yomi, I think. No, last week's Daf Yomi. Sanhedrin Tzadi Gimel, that the righteous are even greater than the malachei asharet, even greater than angels. So here you have that same quote about all righteous people. And we have a quote also that it says that Moshe said to the angel, when the angel came to take his life, the Medrash says, Moshe said, where I am, you have no right to stand. Get out of here. So Moshe was greater than the angel too. And with regard to all the people of Israel, our sages said, Israel is more loved before God than the angels. So, you see, we have many terms about many people that they were bigger than angels. But what this medrash means, b'mashiach lomar, to say about the Messiah, ki Avraham giyer goyim, because Avram's strong point was, Avram was able to bring a lot of people to monotheism. And he taught the nations the faith in God. וחלק על נמרוד ולא פחד ממנו. So he argued philosophically with Nimrod, and he wasn't scared of him, even though Nimrod was the ruler of the time. ומשה עשה יותר ממנו, and Moshe went one step further, שעמד בשפלותו כנגד פרו המלך הגדול והרשע. Moshe, as low as he was impoverished. Moshe comes back, he has one donkey for his whole family. And he stands up with his stutter, as low as he is, the poor shepherd who came back to Egypt. He stands up opposite Paro, the great wicked king, ולא נשא לו פנים, and he didn't have to treat him, he didn't have to apply sycophancy towards Paro. במכות גדולות שיקאו, he brought great plagues against Paro. והוציא ישראל מידו, and he took the Jews out from under Paro's hands. ומלאכי השרת, so we have the first level, Mashiach is going to be greater than Avram, who brought a lot of people to monotheism. Greater than Moshe, who stood up to Pharaoh, the wicked king, even though he was so low. And the angels, Mizdolzim b'inyan ha'geula, they're also working hard to bring redemption to the world. Kmo she'amar, as the verse says in Daniel, ve'en imi mitchazek b'chol eleh ki'im Michael sachem, that the only one who's helping is Michael, your angel, to bring the redemption. Vomer, and the verse says about Michael, as he's talking to Daniel, he says, now you got to go back and make war with the Persian Empire to bring about the redemption. So these are the three examples that says that the Messiah will be greater than them. What it means to say is, V'amashiach yaseh yotam mikulam, the Messiah will do more than all of them, V'yigbal libo b'dachei Hashem, and his heart will rise in the ways of God, V'yavo v'yitzeveh l'apifyor v'lechol malchei amim b'shem ha'el, and he'll come and command the Pope and all the kings of the nations in the name of God, Shalach ami v'yavduni, send my nation, let them serve me. ויעשה בהם אותות ומופתים גדולים ורבים, and then I'll do great miracles before them, ולא ירא מהם כלל, he won't be scared of them. So the idea is, each one of these fought their battle for monotheism, for the Jewish people's redemption, and the Mashiach is going to do both. והוא יעמוד בעירם רומא, and he will stand in their city, Rome, עד שיחריב אותה till he destroys it, תפרש הפרשה כולה אם תרצה, and I'll explain to you the whole parasha if you want, what the Mashiach is going to do, ולא רצה, and he didn't want my explanation. עוד הביא הגדה שאומרת על המשיח שהוא מתפלל על ישראל שימחול להם הקדוש ברוך הוא. He brought another medrash that says the Messiah is praying over the Jewish people that God should forgive them, וקיבל עליו ייסורים. And the medrash says the Messiah accepted the punishments, אבל אמר לפניו, but the Messiah said to God, על מנת כן אני מקבל ייסורים, שתחיית המתים יהיה בימי. The condition that I have for accepting the punishments for the Jewish people is that the resurrection of the dead will be in my days. ולא המתים בדורי בלבד, and then the Medrash says, the Messiah makes conditions with God. He says, if you want me to wait, and you want me to suffer, then the dead have to be resurrected, and not only the dead from my generation, אלא כל המתים שמתו מאדם הראשון ועד הנה. But all the deceased from the days of Adam till now. ולא המתים בלבד, and not only the deceased, אלא אפילו אותן ששליחו בים ונטבעו, even those that were drowned in the sea. Oh, שאכלו אותם הזאבים והחיות, or even those that were consumed by wild animals. והנה ייסורים שקיבל עליו משיח הוא הריגתו של ישו. So he says, you know what is the משיח talking about? He's talking about when ישו was killed, שקיבל עליו מדעת עצמו. That ישו accepted upon himself, grab a chair from there, that ישו accepted upon himself all the suffering of the Jewish people, when all the suffering of the world, for the sake of saving the world. This is the claim that he's making. And that's only with Yeshu. So, the claim that was made is that the Medrash says that he prayed that God should forgive the Jewish people. He accepted suffering. And he said, on condition that God will resurrect the dead, not only the dead from my generation, but those that were consumed, and the generations from Adam till now, and not only the deceased, but also that were those that were destroyed another way. So he claims that the suffering is all a reference to Yeshu, who accepted suffering through his being killed. Amalti. So Nachmanides says, I answered him, Oy lemi sheino mitpayesh. Woe to a person who's not embarrassed. He says, aren't you embarrassed? Shekol ze lo asa Yeshu. Yeshu didn't do any of this. The Medrash says that the Messiah tells God, you'll bring back the dead, and all the dead, and all the dead from Adam. Well, Yeshu didn't do that. V'lo achiyah meitim shema adam adeina. Yeshu didn't bring back all the dead from Adam till now. V'lo asad davar mikolzeh. He didn't do any of that, which it says in the Medrash. Ve'od, and furthermore, shetfilah zo morah shu adam v'lo el. That quote of his prayer to God is a clear indication that he was mortal, that he was not God. Ve'en biyado lachiyot. He couldn't bring back the dead. You see, he's asking God, you'll bring back the dead for my suffering. So then obviously he's not God, right? That's he's saying the quote you're quoting against me is already proof against you. אבל יסורין הללו, but this pain that he's referring to, אינם אלא צערו שהוא מצטער על שהוא מתאחר מאוד. What that's really a reference to is that God keeps telling him, wait, don't come yet, don't reveal yourself yet, and that is painful for him. ורואה עמו בגלות, and he sees his nation suffering in exile, ואין לאל ידו, he's not given the strength to do something about it. ורואה עובדים ללא אלוהים, and he sees them serving, and they don't have a leader, they don't have a ruler with them. והכופרים בו ועושים משיח אחר נכבדים מעמו, and he sees those that deny him, and those that appoint a different Messiah, they are more honored than his own nation. And this concept that Nachmanides is saying is not his own invention. The Talmud in Sanhedrin discusses that the Mashiach is suffering and praying and waiting, and that's part of what will bring redemption. And Mashiach's own longing for redemption, whatever that means. Notice that every time he doesn't refute the Ramban's refutation. The Ramban says, well, that's a proof against you, and every time he can't answer. Every time he says, okay, but I have a different proof against you. That's the way the conversation has been going all along. Chazal v'amal. Then he went back and said, Ine Daniel amal. Okay, so here we have to look at the verses inside. You guys have one Tanakh over there on the shelf, a gray one among the small books there. Let me through, please. We'll take out a few more. That's it. Yeah, that's it.